like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please!
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
Yeah, I'll have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, about 24 minutes away until we send it over to Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schemmel. Let's see if we can avoid a rocky sweep this afternoon. I hope so. All right, start us off. Carolina Panthers general manager Scott Fittero made it clear Tuesday that Alabama quarterback Bryce Young has not been told he will be the top pick of the NFL draft. Is that, now Tanner's still joining us here, is that gamesmanship?
Yes. Yeah.
By the Panthers?
When that many people, I mean, it's become just kind of known that it's going to be that way, and he's just trying to save a little
bit of face. Angel, didn't you say Bryce Young, like, canceled all of his interviews and team interviews and stuff?
Yeah, all of his pre-draft visits for other teams he up and canceled.
Yeah, this is the Panthers messing with you.
It is.
They're just messing with your mind. Fan sues Wizards Bradley Beal, alleges assault in bet spat. Fan is suing the Washington Wizards star, Mr. Beal, and the team over a post-game incident March 21st in Orlando, Florida, alleging battery and assault and asking for damages exceeding $50,000. Can you believe that?
Be a hell of a parlay you could put together with that.
Yeah, the suit alleges that after the Wizards lost to the Orlando Magic at Amway Center, Beal was headed to the locker room when he reacted to a remark made by a friend of the plaintiff, about losing a bet, turned around and hit him on the side of the head, knocking his hat off. According to the police report on the incident, the plaintiff's friend remarked to Beal, "You made me lose $1,300, you blanker."
It's ridiculous. And I go back to this. Every player should get to fight one fan once a year.
Tanner, that's assault.
Hey, I know,
it's assault,
Angel.
Tanner.
I know, as I've been told so many times when I throw this idea
out. Maybe
that's
a new halftime show.
One point, you should, and if the fan wins the fight, that fan,
he gets to take over and be a player on the team.
He gets that game check for that player.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Joe Dumars cites Draymond Green's history of excessive acts as reason for suspension. So Draymond Green will miss Game 3 for the Golden State Warriors. Is it, now you're citing the excessive acts before and that's adding up. I guess that makes sense. You're not giving Draymond Green the benefit of the doubt because of his history.
I would have suspended him without that. That you can't stomp on a dude's chest. I get Sabonis grabbed your leg. You see how people react to when you're normally getting your leg grabbed. You go and try and run and then show that, hey, I'm getting my leg held. That's just, Draymond Green is an absolute, he's a smart dude, but he's a moron.
I wish that he would have dragged Sabonis across, like you, little kid grabbing onto your ankle.
Right.
Just drag him across.
That's how normal people react to something like
that.
You don't stomp on their chest.
Do you agree with the game ejection?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen on Twitter the last couple of days just compilations of Draymond's antics on the court. He does stuff with his body that's just like, you don't need to do that. You don't need to fall that way. You don't need to throw your legs out like that. You don't need to stomp on somebody's chest.
He said, my leg got grabbed second time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I've got to land my foot somewhere. I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far. I can only step so far.
You're a professional athlete and you can't stretch? You can't be flexible?
He knows what he did.
I don't know if he's known for...
Hasn't he kind of openly been saying he wants to go to the Lakers anyways? I feel like Draymond's checked out.
I feel like Curry had a... There was a microaggression on Steph Curry when this happened. Like, almost like, come on.
What about the major aggression to Jordan Poole's face?
Also.
Draymond Green's?
Well, and
major
and,
aggression.
Yeah, I was listening, to the show that comes on after you, Brady, and they were talking about that. They were talking about how, there has to be a leak. Somebody leaked that footage inside of there. If Steph Curry would have punched Jordan Poole, we would have never seen that. And I kind of agreed with that take.
Do you think Draymond leaked it?
No.
He's wanting to be a podcaster now. All about clicks and numbers.
How do you feel about that? He went after, as soon as game one was over, he went and recorded a podcast.
It's a weird world we're in now, man. I mean, you got the Kelce brothers. What does Deadpool do? The third wall or whatever that is? We're seeing things that we don't normally see now because players are going out, getting on Twitter, creating podcasts, talking during the season now. I don't really have a problem with Draymond Green specifically about it, but I do. Like, Kevin Durant has a podcast. He was doing a podcast the other day. These guys are talking. It's instant now.
It's weird. I don't have a problem with it, I don't think. It's weird, and I think eventually you're going to see this pendulum swing back the other way because I love how all these guys are like, oh, we hate talking to the media, hate talking to the media, and then they are the media with their own podcast.
It's true. You get a lot of – I mean, I think it's funny, like in Denver – there was a station in Denver that had like four offensive linemen at one time as co-hosts to their shows. Well, the offensive linemen back in the day would fine each other if they would talk to the media. And then they are all doing radio shows now.
It's
kind of hypocritical.
Very much so.
It's an interesting time to be alive.
Draymond Green is not a nice person. I don't think he's good for the league. I don't think he's good for the league.
Oh, he's amazing for the league.
No.
Yes, he's absolutely. You want. Dude, you wouldn't have been able to watch basketball in the 90s then. Because this was the entire Detroit Pistons.
Okay, but if that's the precedent that's set, and that's what happens all the time, then I'm fine with it. There's a new precedent that's been set in the NBA, and he's not following along with any of that. Would you call Draymond Green a good teammate? I would not call Draymond Green a good teammate.
I think he's a good teammate as his role, when you're actually playing his role, he serves his purpose.
Yeah.
But it's the extra stuff. Like, if I saw a teammate throwing himself on the floor to try to trip somebody up, I'm like, come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, he pushes it too hard sometimes. But no, I think he's a good teammate.
I don't.
Michael Jordan punched a guy in practice.
I get that, and what I want to know the difference here, you know, and we don't know. There's no video of Kerr getting. Well, it was Kerr that he punched, wasn't it? Wasn't it Steve Kerr? No, it wasn't.
That Jordan punched.
Jordan
punched Steve.
Yeah,
Kerr.
Right.
And didn't he? I thought he punched another guy.
I think it was just Steve Kerr, but I want to see was Steve Kerr squared up and in his face about it? Because when he dropped Jordan Poole and he dropped him, it didn't look like Jordan Poole was ready to take it to that level. Like he just went from 0 to 100, like. That's not a manly thing to do, just to deck a teammate out of nowhere. For what? For happy about his contract that he got? For talking about, wasn't it a pool? Wasn't it like the pool that he was getting put into his house? And he just drops him for it? Like, be happy for your guy that he got paid.
I'm a big fan of characters in the NFL and any sports. I like guys that are a little out there sometimes. So I think Draymond Green, just like Russell Westbrook, they're villains of the game, but I think it gets us talking.
Do you want either of them in Denver?
Dixon just said, Draymond is a guy you hate unless he's on your team. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I know, and I would. I there's mean, no way
Draymond
hell
Green over Aaron Gordon?
No. Hell
not
no.
Right, not today. Not on this day. Maybe a month ago I might have felt a little different, but you're doing this thing that you do now where you're talking about people that have dogs in them. Draymond Green has a dog in him.
Yeah, but you can't control it.
They got four championships with him. And he was a major part of all four of those.
He wasn't doing this crap back then. It feels like he's trying to push himself into the villain role. It's like he's got a narrative. Like, you know his podcast now. And I don't. Maybe this doesn't factor. I would imagine
he's an entertaining guy.
But after he stomps on Sabonis' chest, you know his podcast numbers went up.
Oh, no question.
You know
question.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to...
I don't think
to...
he stomped it, though, thinking, this will get clicks.
Okay, but...
What about yelling at the fans?
Yeah, yelling on the fans.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He didn't go, I'm going to step on this guy. That'll get clicks. That was the heat of the moment. Was he wrong? Yes, but it was the heat of the moment.
But then the standing up there on the fans and trying to get...
Yeah,
you don't
that's who
need
he is.
To get the Sacramento Kings fans fired up. That goes back, is he a good teammate? No. You're getting
I saw in a game...
Up.
Was in the regular season, I think, I don't know, but he gets a technical, and it pumped the team up, and they went the opposite way, and they won a game because of that. So I've seen it go both ways.
I think it's different if they ended up winning that game.
True.
Like
yeah.
If the Warriors win game two, the Draymond stuff fuels them.
Trust me.
In this instance,
he
I don't
takes
think it,
it too far sometimes. He does.
I like him until he, and then he crosses that line, mm-hmm. and that's where he is. Dixon says Draymond kicked LeBron in the junk. You know you are getting 15 to 20 headaches a year. It's just is he worth it? 15, 20 headaches a year?
No.
You got four titles. Would they have won those titles without Draymond? Yes. Draymond? I don't think so. No.
When we think back,
no.
you don't think so either?
Dude, his defensive ability, his
passing
ability.
He's the reason they won those series against LeBron because he was shutting him down.
And no. He was also the reason they beat the Nuggets last year. He hassled Nikola Jokic.
They still win most of those titles without Draymond.
No, zero chance, dude.
A team with KD, when they got
that first
Clay
year,
Thompson.
The first year they played the Cavs
Draymond
without
was,
KD.
Draymond was special with this team for all four championships.
No.
Yeah, he's not as good of a shooter now.
He was the fourth best player on the team.
Correct, but they had a stacked team. He was the fourth best player on Golden
State. But you felt
his
presence in every game.
You absolutely did.
Without Draymond Green, they win. No. They won four. They win three of the four.
Without Draymond Green, they're all finesse. No. There's no defense there. They
could shoot the lights out, man.
They can't play defense.
Who cares? They're going to outscore them.
They would play defense and slow teams down.
No.
Oh, you're wrong.
Running into a track meet.
Dude, I watch every NBA playoff game.
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry,
every Draymond Green game.
And Klay Thompson. There was nobody beating those guys.
Because of part of it was Draymond Green. No. I'll give you this. Take anybody off of those rosters, and although you did take Kevin Durant off of it, and they still won a title, but I'll give you this. You take Klay, take Steph, or Draymond Green, either one of those off, and you don't win. But they are a nucleus. They worked together. Draymond was the dog. He was the defensive guy. He was the tough guy. They needed him. Same with Scottie Pippen. Would Jordan have won the titles without Scottie Pippen? Probably not. Maybe would he won one or two?
I feel like that's not the comparison there. I feel like the comparison's would they have won it without Dennis Rodman?
Well, they only won one with Dennis Rodman.
So on that run, like I feel like Rodman's more comparable, or Green is more comparable to Rodman.
They wouldn't have won it that year without Rodman.
But Draymond's not close year. To Scottie Pippen.
He's like that very, would yeah, it'd be
Steph and Klay would be those those two different players in different positions on the court, but in terms of importance to the team, Steph and Klay. And now you're seeing Klay Thompson is not worth any money, the money that he's going to be demanding when he comes out. He's not the same player that he was. When he was at his peak and Steph Curry was at his peak and you throw Kevin Durant in there, there's nobody with...
Yeah, I mean, but they won without Kevin Durant. So my point on Draymond is, yes, Steph the most important, Klay Thompson the second most important, but then it was Draymond Green outside of the Kevin Durant years. It was Draymond Green.
Did they win two without him?
Because they bookended it. They've won four under Steve Kerr.
Right.
They won the first one without him. Then Kevin Durant came in and they won two. And then they won last year. So that's what I'm saying, dude. Draymond, Dixon says he makes up for his limited skills by playing the instigator. He does a lot of those little things, man.
But I don't think that's a pro to the team. I don't think that's a pro to the game.
It's worked, man.
I don't think it is. I think you can have a head coach that does. And Steve Kerr does a great job of working the officials.
You can't have a head coach out there chirping in a guy's ears.
Not into the other players.
Draymond messed with Nikola Jokic last year. He messed with him. He might have made him a better player to this day, actually, going up against Draymond Green. I bet you Joker would say that somewhere.
I think that the Warriors still win three of the four without Draymond.
No way. 18 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. We'll wrap up. We'll give up our picks. What did we learn today? We brought Tanner in here, so we probably learned a lot. We learned the Rockies just don't have it, man.
They do.
It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
There's a new Ed in town. Hear the blue and gold spring football game on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.